down at the bottom of the garden, among the birds and the bees, I live a lot of little people. The Tidbits. Paddington Bees. Hey up, you beauties. How are you? Shut up, you daft bastard, you. Ah, yeah, just had a lovely bit of public interaction. Bit of classic Jack Tivel. I was on the road that I live on, which is one where sort of two lanes of traffic don't flow because of parked cars. You know the ones? So a bit of giving way and stuff. Anyway, I'm walking up the road, you know, keeping it sexy, listening to a bit of Conan, chatting with Shaq, which very much recommend, by the by. Anyway, just ahead of me was a row of parked cars, and then to the left of those cars, it had left a channel that one car could fit through, right? So they're sort of parked into the road. So get that visual in your head. Then in swings matey boy, and like he's coming towards us now, and then he pulls in behind the row of cars, and I thought he was just parking, but then he just starts going mad on his horn which I could hear over the podcast or whatever, and that's his car horn, not a crack pipe, but you never know. But my eyes aren't very good. Maybe he was. But anyway, so he's sitting behind these parked cars, just going mad. And, he's bothering me now. So I'm sort of approaching him now. And so I paused my headphones and I gave it the old sort of, like, through the window. So I was just like, yeah, go round, mate. Go round. They're parked. Go round. I'm sort of wafting my hand doing that. So then he sort of sped out. Probably a bit embarrassed by the time he'd sort of spent behind this parked car. But then in the time that we'd done that, another car had come into the channel. So then that car had to reverse. I was just like, oh. Well, I wasn't actually helping at that point. I put my headphones back on and kept walking. But what a lovely little interaction. Anyway, how the bloody hell are we doing, guys? What? No, he didn't, did he? With who? When? No. With what? When? Blimey. I mean, keep it light, but God. Okay, yeah, talk to me after class. That's mad. Bloody hell. Anyway, oh yeah, no, thanks for asking. I'm fine. Yeah, I went on a bit of a run earlier for the first time. The first time in the dog's age. So, yeah, that's not a good thing to say if someone says, like, if you're wondering whether you've seen someone's dog and you sort of go, oh, how's Collie getting on? I haven't seen that dog in a dog's age. Because the likelihood is they're probably down the old dusty trail, aren't they? But anyway, yeah, I went on a run. Well, more of a jog, maybe, or a stressed waddle, or a, let's be honest, a fight against gravity. Whatever you want to call it, I moved a bit faster than I normally comfortably would for as long as I could. And then sort of that was that. But I thought it was about time that I sort of upped the exercise regime from, because all I've been doing is jumping rope, dude. So I go out in the morning, do a bit of skipping, and obviously a lot of walking, but yeah, I'm putting other stuff in there, so doing a bit of running now, and we'll have gym soon, so yeah, that'll be good. Get into a bit of a, I don't know, regime or something. Induct myself into a cult. But that'd be nice. But yeah. So actually, like, this is because it was my birthday a couple of days ago, and you'll hear more about that later. But that's when I like to make resolutions. So, you know, well, it makes more sense from your birthday, doesn't it? January is just a sort of arbitrary month, but, you know, this is actually my resolution. So I think for accountability, I think I might say I'm in here, but I mean, if it doesn't happen, don't come knocking. So by next year, I want to be living elsewhere. That's number one. I want to have my driver's license, which I should have had. I think it's been expired for longer than I've had it now, which is mad. But anyway, and then, well, the time that I would have been alive to get it. Obviously, it's going to be younger than me. Whatever. And then I want to have maybe kept my step average above 10,000 a day, which, you know, that's not too mad of thinking because, well, it's the end of March now, and my average for March so far is 13,800-ish, and that's not including today, and I didn't have my phone in the run, but yeah, not too shabby. But oh yeah, so before I do get too far in, I did actually do, like, I sort of tried to do a London Tidbits Pod special sort of thing, because like, I just went on a massive walk on my birthday, went uptown, which is nice, safely, whatever. But it's just a bit mad. Like, I think it's because I was walking in the sun all day, and then oh god, yeah, it just went totally off the rails. And then, like, sort of by the end, I was pretty much like inside a noisy building site, so the sound wasn't that great either. And I thought, you know what, I'm gonna have a little hack at this, maybe chop it up or whatever. But what I'm gonna do, I think, for the diehards, instead of deleting it like I normally would, at the end of this one, if you can imagine this ever ending, I'm gonna put a few little clips. So I remember, oh god, what was that going on about? I was going on about how teeth in toothpaste adverts are always perfect, and they always have been. So when they advertise a new type of toothpaste, you've either got to like acknowledge that the old toothpaste advert was a lie, or that the new one isn't needed. I mean, something like that. But oh god, I talked about that for ages. And then what else? Oh yeah, I was going about an old Twix advert from the 60s. Now, very on brand. It's do you feel hollow inside? A Twix will solve your problems. Actually, so what am I doing here? Like, listen at the end, because I'm going to put clips up rather than repeating the whole thing now, which I nearly did. But So I've got to keep this one short. So just a couple of recommendations, I reckon. So first one, what kind of pants are we wearing, team? What are we wearing? And by that I mean underwear. Switch. Anyway, no, this isn't an advert. I bloody sort of, well, I wish it was, but I mean, what I'm getting at, the bullet point of this presentation, let's say, is that I always used to get trunks, like, well, really tight trunks. But now, oh, a whole new world, like a little breath of fresh air, probably literally, is I've upgraded to a jersey boxer, which are a bit looser, but not too loose, you know. But yeah, not so much cuppage. Fucking Goldilocks it. Tried out a few, and yeah, the jersey boxer, mate. Get them in your life. So it's from Jersey. Good for you. Good for your gabagool and your tuckus. in a very roundabout way, what I'm trying to say is get a looser style of pant, and then there's, you're going to say goodbye to chafe, and it's going to change your bloody world. I walked a lot further than I normally would the other day, and it was like gliding. Tidbits Pod, everyone. Talking about knob chafe. It never got to that, but, you know, if you have too much cuppage, it potentially could. But Jesus Christ. But What else is I going to recommend if you're still here? Well, I've forgotten, but let's just say... The Watermelon Lucozade. Oh, that's good. I wasn't going to, but I think that's going to sort of counteract the regime, is just how much I like that. So, you know, that and the green Doritos is my little Achilles heel. But if they want to advertise on here, I'll do it for free, chicken. Oh, God, you got to see that Dave Chappelle bit for that to make sense. Anyway, as promised, I'm going to keep this little bit short because of the London special sort of montage at the end. But what I'll do as well, I think, is I'll just sort of clip it and put little bits. There'll be like 2 seconds of silence in between each clip. So, yeah, don't run away if there's a little bit of dead air. But I reckon it's going to be overkill to play those over and over, like the little Tibetan singing bowl sounds. I'll just do a little pause, keep it going, keep some momentum. But do I do an outro? Yeah, be sure to subscribe to Tidbits on all of your podcast platform thingies. And obviously, if you want to get involved, send a message to tidbitspod@protonmail.com. But I think I did say that in London, so I'll do another little thing at the end. So yeah, from here in Sarnested, I will pass you over to a more sort of distressed... Yeah, a more flustered, hot and bothered Jack Tibble on his birthday. Hello, chums. Don't know if you caught that, a little bit of skateboarding ambiance. Some dude just nearly fell, nearly hurt himself. I thought, why not record a little tidbit? London town, the regular-sized apple, the jewel of the UK's fashionable southeast. This is where it's happening. But I'm up here because it's my birthday today. Old bastard, another notch. Bloody nice day for it as well. Yeah, there's some travel advice. Like, if you're looking to fly over to London, like maybe do the necessary admin that's going to take now, go and have a shit at Marylebone. Just bought some fancy hand gel. That was nice because, as you know, I love to keep my hands styled with a sleek, silky, healthy looking shine. Your hair, it might fall out, but it'll grow back. Same length, same colour, same cowlick. The other day, I was in a lift and just a little moment of like absolute sort of inspiration, right? And I came up with a really good tongue twister. So try and say this 10 times in a row, getting faster. So right, I'll have a go. Gary Neville in the gallery level. 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 Gary Neville. Damn it. Irish wristwatch. No, Irish wristwatch. Irish wristwatch. Irish wristwatch. I'm not a pheasant plucker. I'm a pheasant plucker's son. I'm only plucking pheasants till the pheasant plucker comes. Oh my lord, this is getting loud. It's a big cement mixer on the bridge. So, tell you what, I'm going to turn back. I'll do a little loop elsewhere. London's not the ideal place for this, but birthday treat. This one's going to go down as probably the shabbiest record we've had. But you know, it's a bit of a learning curve. Oh my God, it's following me. Okay, right, go around the corner. And holy crap, Right, I reckon I'm going to call it there. How long's that? Yeah, not bad. Nice short one for the birthday special. Thank you all for listening. I think this is going to be a one-off for a reason, because even now, London is crazy. And I've ran away. I'm running back up towards... Oh, dearie me. Yeah. Maybe I'll have another little stroll back up to St. Paul's, make a loop of it. But, yeah. Should have done this one as a video, I think. That would have been... That might have been quite funny. Crossed about three roads, been through some heavy foot traffic, and then into the middle of a building site, which I'm sure I shouldn't have gone into, but whatever, there you go. Anyway, be sure to have a read through of the show notes, get some nice little nuggets in there. Oh, can you hear the streets echoing? Nah, but I'm not gonna go back to those skateboard kids. But yeah, so give the show an email if you want to get involved. That is tidbitspod@protonmail.com. And there's yeah, lots of other little juicy nuggets there in the description. And yeah, I'm not really good at signing off, am I? So whether you're pheasant plucking or pleasant fucking, take care, guys, from London. And I'll see you later.
So many pigeons.
Oh my God.